You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was writing a little piece this morning, something I'm going to post later about how for years and years and years I've unfollowed folks on social media when they just get a little too ranty, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mind still being friends with them, but I just don't want it on my news feed, you know, the constant getting up on a soapbox and preaching and ranting and I don't know. If it's something helpful, I guess, but anyway, so I just unfollowed. So yesterday I did this little experiment where I went through and I scrolled through all the people that I had unfollowed going back 10 years or more.
Wow.
And I refollowed a bunch of them. I was like, you know, fresh start. Let's start seeing what they have to say. I swear to you, it wasn't 4 hours later, I was back to unfollowing because they have not changed in 10 years. They are still on social media ranting and name calling and bashing. And just, I was like, oh my God, they've done a decade of these horrible vibes.
Aww.
I'm like, how can you spend that much time of your life being so,
it's their platform. It's where they go to vent, I guess, you know.
It's not good for you to live just to stew in hate, you know? So I just started unfollowing again. It's like, all right, well, I gave you a shot.
Dom out.
I'll check it. You know, live your life. Do whatever you want. But
you
I just don't need toxic in my life.
You unfollow a lot of people, I've noticed.
I do.
You kind of take the social out of social media, from what I've noticed. You're like, I'll be on Facebook, just don't comment on anything, don't wish me happy birthday, don't even look at my page.
No, I like the comments. I do like the comments a lot. What I don't care for are the birthday things. Yeah. And that's why when you were doing the change your birthday every 3 weeks,
yes!
I just was cheering. I thought
that was
hilarious.
They put the kibosh on it. Well, like, I was actually going in and physically changing my birthday so it would come up, you know, like officially from Facebook, and then they stopped it. You can't do that anymore because I guess people were pulling the same prank as I do. But I still love going on about once a month, and I just put on there as my status, thanks for the birthday wishes, and just to see how many people, oh, I missed it.
Hey, you're not lying. You could be thanking them for last November.
For November, right.
So anyway, yeah, that's funny. I won't ever do the birthday thing, but anyway, it was an interesting experiment yesterday to see that some people just never change.
Yeah.
So what was your day like?
Well, I got a quick question for you. I was kind of on a roll yesterday cleaning some stuff up around the house. And, you know, papers tend to pile up, especially in the kitchen. We've got like a little desk area in the kitchen and things just pile up on there. So I was kind of quickly going through things and I threw a whole stack of papers into the kitchen trash can. Just to realize a few hours later, oh, crap, there was some important papers in there that I actually needed. But since I had tossed them in, there had been food put on top and, you know, rags or whatever was in there. Wet paper towel. Just
gravy.
Gravy. Who knows what was piled on top of these papers. And I went in to get them out and I just was like, I can't do it. You know, I pulled a couple of them out and they were soggy. And I figured, yeah, okay, I could probably dab them off and leave them laying out and things would be fine. But I am just not a pull things out of the trash guy, even if I need them. I'm like, well, that's a loss. I'm not going back in. I'm not digging deeper. Once it's in that receptacle, it's not coming back out for me, Dom.
We could do, at some point, maybe on Friday, we could do like a turbo poll of the number of people who have pulled food out of the trash and eaten it.
Well, that's where my mind instantly went. I'm like, who throws a sandwich in there? And they're like, you know what? That was a waste. I'm going back in to finish that.
Well, it was different when I was a bachelor living by myself because I knew everything that was in there.
Yeah.
It's a little different now, but there were times in my past, I'm not going to say frequently, but that I can say, yeah, I know that I have reached in and grabbed something that got thrown away because I felt like it was still in the safe zone.
Right. Yeah. I feel like if it's laying on top, like if these papers were on top and there was nothing else, I would maybe pull them out, but I feel like it's, you know, it's one of the ones where the lid closes. So I feel like it's like when that thing closes, the amount of bacteria and stuff that's in that receptacle, I'm not pulling anything out just to put it back on the countertops or on my hands.
And certainly not into your mouth.
And not into my mouth.
I know you.
Yeah, I can't do it. They say that's a great diet tool, right? When you got all that stuff in the fridge, you're supposed to dump it in your trash And then you grab the like a bottle of Windex and you hose it down.
Or you throw the cat litter on top of it.
Right.
And that won't even stop some people.
This is crunchy.
I think we've worked with some of those people.
They would never. You're probably
right. Can you imagine? It would almost be a sitcom, almost like that old show, The Odd Couple. If you and I were roommates and lived somewhere, if we were roommates, it would be, that would almost be a reality show.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably
because
right.
Because you would walk in and I would be pulling something out of the trash, like a piece of paper
or
something.
Throw the spaghetti away. I'd spray Windex in your mouth. Clean it out.
No, I'm not into that. So.